concepts of music that we, you know, we used to play in rock and roll bands and play very, very loud music, and we're just talking about this morning. You know, there's different ways of being part of a musical society, because you're always playing for people. We always thought that we were responsible of how people feel. We want make, you know, we're always aiming for making people feel comfortable with themselves. And sometimes we succeed better than other times, but that's what we try. We sit at home because that's a beautiful job, to get up in the morning and come up with something that we think makes people feel well. But you know, we used to play in bands where it actually is different. You know, where you that's why, you know, NASCAR has more people than the bicycle race, because it has a lot more power. You know, and it's overwhelming. And as an audience, you go. You know, and also there's a component of a lot of power that makes you just fall back and go, okay, this must be good, right? Or a lot of confusion that makes you go, oh, that I don't understand, it must be good, right? And these are all very, very great aspects of music. And as the Kruger Brothers, we just don't decided to do a certain thing. And you know, other bands decide to more concentrate on other things, and you will decide on yourself, you know, on what you will concentrate on, you know. And I'm just very happy that I have, you know, Uwe and Joel and people around me that trust in what we come up with, and then we find people who like it well enough so we can be musicians. It's a privilege, you know, to have that opportunity. So I also want to see if you have any questions. Yes.
You have so many conversations in your head. I'm just wondering if that's how you, when you're performing, is that how you treat the music? Is it like a set of conversations in your head? Is that how you keep it all straight? Or how? I mean, you have so much music in your brain.
Yes. You know, when I started playing music, it was much easier to remember. Now it's so much in there, you know, that I feel like, what is it? But mainly what I do when I play music, I concentrate on what's the most important, you know? So when Uwe is singing a song, I try to make the music sound as good as possible to Uwe. And sometimes it's a little bit more like that, and sometimes a little bit more like that. So it's not all completely set. When we play with a symphony and I cannot change a bar or anything because, you know, it's all written out, then I really try to stay, you know, focused on what I need to be playing. And it's like a string, it's like on a road that you have to walk by, you know. And it's like in the symphony, you know, like first violin, you know, that I write, they have a whole book they have to play through, you know. And I'm part of that book, you know. So it's a different atmosphere.
Maybe you want to say something too. It becomes like a movie when you play. It's much less, you don't think about the single notes anymore, or the single conversations even. It's like speaking, you don't think about the single words that you actually say. You make sentences, and you keep those sentences in your head, and those sentences, they're connected to feelings, you know, and these feelings then translate so like into a movie, a field movie.
Have you noticed that, I mean, you all noticed, when you listen to certain music, you have certain pictures. Right? When you listen to music, you always have pictures. And whether you like the pictures or not will make you like the music or not. The notes themselves don't do anything, it's just noise. But the pictures that come up in you, once, you know, like when I listen to Flatland Scruggs, I wanted to be part of their band. Of course not as a banjo player, I just wanted to be there and just see them and be with them on the road and be in that life, because as the pictures I saw, I want them to be my friends, right? I wanted to be closer to that because I was in love, right, with these pictures. And when I was seeing these pictures, I wanted to be part of it. That's why I liked the music, because then I wanted to hear it again. And it's the same with you. And you have all these pictures, and a musician has to gain a profound knowledge of what he sees in order to put together a movie. That's pretty much it, you know, that's what Uwe said, yes.
So I've been playing banjo for about a year.
Yes.
Mostly just playing off of tabs.
Yes.
So how do you recommend, you know, starting to learn just by ear?
Well, first of all, you always play by ear. because you always have to control what you're playing, even from tablature, right? So, but put the tablature aside, put a CD on, and just play along. Or get a friend play guitar, just play along. Don't worry, just play along. Just go. All of a sudden you find the note you like, you're gonna stick on that note. You're gonna go to another note, you stick on there. And don't ever feel like you are not good enough. You know? That's the biggest problem. It's intimidating to see somebody who's done something for so long and you wanna be doing the same thing at home. It is not gonna work. And that's what I wanna take away from you. If I could, I would just, you know, take you all to say, that is all gone. Abracadabra, you know? Because you are all able to play, each and every one. But so I want to show you with the last.
I just want to say, just one thing about this is a real crux right there. I found that if my students play the songs that they have in their head, they advance much quicker to that stage than songs that they have no idea how to really sound. We try to adhere to a standard when we play Blackberry Blossom or something like that, like because everybody else does. But what is this here, Russia or America? We are the standard. Each one of us is the standard. So the songs that are in your head is the music that you start out playing. And then as you learn more tunes, that's what you're gonna play. So start out by playing all the songs that you know. And it doesn't matter if they're bluegrass or not. Every folk song that you know, every pop song that you know, every whatever is in your head, and you're gonna get there much, much quicker.
Yes. Yes. One more question.
Well, I'm curious. Your playing is so delicate. I'm curious about your banjo setup in terms of height, your action height, gauge of string, that sort of thing.
I make my banjo set it up pretty standard. You know, my banjo has a little bit thicker strings and a little lower head tension than most. That's all. Yeah. Actually, it's about the same. And you know, the nice thing is, one more thing. In classical music, virtuosity is a must. In folk music, it's just an option. Right? Yeah, So here we go. I want to play you something super simple, and we like to always do this in this workshop somehow. You see, it's the intention that does it. That it's just the intention, not this is just a vehicle. I mean, we always like to say the fastest speller doesn't necessarily get the bullets. Right? It's what you say. It's more important of how you say it. You can stumble over the words, you can have a bad voice, but you can say good things, right? And so you don't need a lot of tools to say good things. You don't need much. That's why you don't have to be able to play virtuosity, especially when you later in your life start playing the instrument. You don't have to go to all that. You can go straight to the profound things, you know? You can skip all the madness, right? So, we have exactly 3 minutes, and this is exactly enough for our team. We want to play a beautiful nothing, because the canvas is the silence, right? The canvas for our music is the silence. So how we treat the silence is very, very important, because we are disturbing the source of creativity. Right? It's in the silence where we get ideas, not in the noise. And sometimes it's not silent enough. That's why I like to sit at night and just wait. And I sit there, and all of a sudden I hear beautiful music. And I don't know where it comes from, but it's there. And then I try to recapture it. And I'm always a little bit frustrated because I'm not able to show it to people what I hear. Right? But this is beautiful nothing, which features the silence, not us. Should. Right? Because I'm so thankful for that source of creativity and input and whatever it is. Right?